Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, the South Tennis Panthers and Matt Corey with an opportunity tonight to win its first regional in 8 years up against two-time defending champion, regional champion Columbus North, 5:30 on the North Cougar courts. The Bulldogs 4-1 winners over South back in September, but now facing a Panthers squad growing with maturity like Evan Cantor, who's now 11-4 at three singles. A key match for the Purple and White tonight, as Coach Matt was telling me.
His game has grown tremendously in his confidence. You know, I think that's going to be a key position for us. Fred Lynn at two singles is going to be, if he wins, that's going to be the best chance that we can win as a team. And he's in a great state of mind. One dubs, went against two freshmen and, you know, gave them one of their few losses on the season. Two dubs, you know, I feel like they're playing great right now. And I feel like they absolutely have a good chance at winning. I feel like John Beggs and Sahil are playing with a good level of confidence. They know what's at stake here. So hopefully we get three.
Well, a very confident Matt Corey. A regional to play for tonight at 5:30 for the Southsiders. They win it, they'll be on to Jasper for the Semi-State on Saturday. Go get them, fellas. Like I always say, seize the opponent. Seize the title. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on New Sports Talk 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL and anytime at WGCLradio.com. Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
T-minus 17 days and counting for Coach Tom's football Hoosiers, knocking rust off back last Saturday with a relatively clean scrimmage, as Coach Tom was telling us on Monday. Michael Penix Jr., he wants to shock the world this fall and early winter. Heck, I'll stand in line behind you, Michael, with regards to that. But his new offensive coordinator, Nick Sheridan, was telling us, with Penn State, Michigan, and Ohio State, three of your first five, the Hoosiers will be given that opportunity.
You know, those are obviously is pretty well documented how tough and stiff the competition is in those games, as it is for all games that we're going to be playing this year. So the opportunity is maybe never been greater, honestly, because of the difficulty of the schedule. And it's really how you embrace it and look forward to the competition. And that's the reason why you coach and play in the Big Ten. So I think Mike's no different than the other guys. I think everybody's excited for the opportunities that are ahead. You know, we got a long ways to go, not a ton of time.
That's new offensive coordinator Nick Sheridan, still awaiting word whether it'll be on Saturday the 24th or maybe Friday night the 23rd from the Big Ten. Oh, we've waited this long. What's a few more days, huh? Hey, I'll subscribe to this thought for the day. Old age and the passage of time teach all things. Have a good Wednesday. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on New Sports Talk 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL and anytime at WGCLradio.com.